Hi, I'm Dave Crane. Would you like to be able to talk like me? Would you like to be able to deliver any message you want to anybody around the world and get paid for it? How about starting a speaker business? How's about giving better delivery to your staff, to your clients, and to your potential customers? All that and more I can help you with. I can create the King's Speech just like in the movie, especially for you, and coach you to create it into a special business that works online, offline, and in the flesh. You never have to be worried about an audience again, and also whatever message you've got inside your head will be something you can deliver straight to them. I'll teach you all the essences involved in taming an audience using NLP, hypnosis, and crowd control techniques. Interested? Of course you are. Contact me here and let me turbocharge your brand too. Welcome back to Turbocharge Your Brand TV. In this week's episode, we're going to be investigating and lifting the lid off pay-per-click advertising and how to create viral videos that everybody's going to want to watch. Also, we're going to give your business a one-line makeover. What's that? Find out very soon. And our case study this week is Justin Bieber. Stop there, don't touch any of the buttons. Think about it. This guy, within 3 years, has got a fan base of hundreds of millions of streaming fans all around the world. He makes about $53 million every single year. He's had top films and albums that have done better than anybody else. And all the big stars want to work with him. Exactly. Find out how you can do a similar thing in your business. Stick around and watch Justin Bieber. But loads of other stuff at Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Let's look at your outer business game. I mentioned that I would share with you a one-line makeover for your business, and it's a very simple concept, also known as a bumper sticker strategy. You know when you've got a car, or you've got a lorry or a van, and it's got a bumper sticker on the back saying something? Heavy load here, or whatever it would be, heavy load inside sometimes, if you're a geek and eat too much biscuits. Well, imagine you had something like this which tells everybody exactly what your business is about. It's something you can use to share amongst your staff, so they understand what your business does, you can share it with your customers, and also it gives you a level of focus, so when you think about what your business model is, you get rid of all the stuff that doesn't fit in with the congruency of that simple message. Let's put it in perspective. Let's take some case studies. IKEA. What would IKEA's very simple bumper sticker strategy be? They create affordable furniture for young families. So if little Johnny draws all over it, it's alright, you can afford some more. It's not elegant, but it is practical, and it is very good quality for the money. Think about FedEx. Guaranteed overnight delivery. Nothing else. They guarantee they'll get it to you overnight. Is it cheap for that service? No, but we'll guarantee we'll get it to you overnight. BMW, it's the ultimate driving machine. Virgin, business is fun. Whichever business model you look at, and any company, they should have a very simple one-line slogan about who they are and what they do, and share that amongst your staff so they can go out and sell it, and your customers so they know how to do business with you. So think about yours. What would your one-line business slogan be? Once you decide what it is, start getting rid of all the stuff that doesn't fit in around that. It's a very clear message, it's very simple, and it means that you can live within that message and spread your business to people who you know would want to do business with that too. So that's your outer game business tip. What is your one-line slogan? Once you've got that, you really speed up turbocharging your personal brand too. And now it's time to get geeky as we interview a very good friend of mine, an expert on pay-per-click advertising, on creating viral videos. Yes, viral videos. Would you believe that something called Retarded Sheep would have over 250,000 viewers in a couple of weeks' time? Well, very simple. Christian created that. He's an expert when it comes to getting into the software and changing the coding, but he also understands the mindset that you need to be able to get very cost-effective advertising. In fact, he's probably the expert in this region at doing it. So how can you use this to turbocharge your brand? Let's get the nuts and bolts and the nitty-gritty on pay-per-click advertising and the viral videos with the expert, Christian Farioli, and Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
You need, first of all, to have a strategy, because the fact that you have a website means nothing. Everyone has a website. And almost you should consider your strategy as a whole, rather than I have a website, I have a traffic, I'm happy. Just the strategy that I follow is divided into four steps. So one is traffic. You can bring as much client as you want to a bad ugly website, but nothing's gonna work. Second steps is what I call it windows. Windows because you can have more than one website. And the website is the window for your shop or for your business. You can have a Facebook page, LinkedIn page, YouTube page, which are also windows that make sure that the client come into your business. Then you need to have a sales system. Even if you're not selling online, the sales system is what make you, is what engage the person to stay inside your website, to stay inside your business, and then ultimately drive him to the contact page or to the phone number to call you or to the contact form or to the mail. And the last one is the customer retention. It costs so much to get any new customer, to get any new person to visit our business, which is a shame that very few businesses are using strategy to keep those. So mailing list, newsletter, autoresponder, and a few other strategy, you can keep your customers forever.
So what you're talking about is, in order to derive traffic to your website and also to get the results that you want, you really should analyze it and be as geeky as possible at every single stage.
Of course, there are a lot of nice websites about crazy systems that can analyze absolutely everything, what every user is going, where he's doing, where he's clicking. Some of these platforms are very expensive, but the best platform of everyone is still Google. So Google bought the best platform to analyze websites and they integrate into what is called Google Analytics. He's still purchasing new platform every single month. Some platform, Google purchased it for $100 million and integrated into Google Analytics for free. It's very simple to use, very simple to read. You just enter and you see where the users come from, where do they go, where do they left. Especially what is very important is the abandon rate. So it means that when they enter in your website and they find it not interesting, they leave. And this is called the bounce rate. So it's very important to know if my website is interested for my audience. Because I can put all of the effort to create what for me is the best website, but at the end of the day, it's my audience that decide if it's good or bad.
And that's going to affect the rankings for Google, because they're going to see how much people are seeing it as a must-attend website.
Exactly. And if you take the example of the Barack Obama website, take into consideration that averagely every website has a bounce rate of 50 to 60%. It's normal. People doesn't need to be scared. The Barack Obama website has a bounce rate of 3.5%.
Only.
Means that out of 100 people that enter in the website, only 3.5 of them leave the website.
Within what kind of period of time?
In like half minute time. Also, Google is kind of changing this parameter, but more or less it's like a half minute, something like this. But mainly, more than time, I mean, when people enter in a website and then they close it without going to any other page, that is considered bounced. But if they enter in the website and go somewhere else, means that your website at least is relevant.
Sure.
And so imagine, I did some example with some websites I did, and the bounce rate was around 8.5%, which is good, but how do I reach that? After analyzing data and changing every single thing for around 6 months.
So it's a lot of hard work to get it to happen.
Yeah, it's about small little changes, time after time after time, until you get better and better and better.
And now Turbocharge Your Brand TV, I want to look at a couple of questions that keep being thrown at me. Certainly if you're a student looking for your first job, then you might have to make a decision, where do I work? Do I go for a big job in a company that's been there for many, many years, established, but I'm going to be very small, I have to work my way up a corporate ladder and play lots of games that I don't really want to do, or do I go and join something that's new, that's fresh, that's very small, but the company could well go places, and I get in at the starting of this whole new adventure? I've seen a lot of blogs online talking about this very subject. With the current job market, it doesn't surprise me. So I'm going to share with you 8 things that I've compiled as the strongest reasons why you should go with a startup company. First of all, when you start a new company, you get more responsibility to do things than you would do anywhere else. You get trusted to do things that you wouldn't do in a big company with lots of different job titles. You can go out and you have many different hats and a lot more practice at getting things done. Second thing is that will also give you more opportunities. In many cases, you don't get a chance to talk to the customers. You don't get a chance to get hands-on at every single skill set. Here, the opportunities are there. Also, you get to see other people's business models and make a much better network because you'll be going out and meeting the clients just like the boss. On top of that, number 3, you get to try more things. Some things you do well, some things you won't do. But you don't get the opportunity to try more things in the same way when you're in a big company with a very defined job description. You're in accounts, or you're in sales, or you're in marketing, or maybe you're licking stamps. You can try out all the different departments because you will be doing and running effectively all of them when you're working with a small startup company. And that'll help you choose your hedgehog, your focus, where you want to be for later life in business. Also, you can learn from the innovator. You can be so close to the person with the vision, with the idea, and with experience that they can give you hands-on mentoring just by following exactly what they're doing. If you're close enough, they'll share their thought processes, why they do this, why they don't do that. You'll get to see every end result, and also you can take that in as something that you can do for yourself in the future. You'll also be recognized. When you do something for a big company, you've got to hope that the big boss at the top has a chain of people that feeds the well-dones all the way up. Otherwise, you won't be visible. They'll never find out how good you are. The appraisals might be read by the HR department, but the odds are the boss has no idea who you are. That's not quite the same with a smaller company. The feedback is instant, and you get to know how well you're doing and how badly you're doing very, very quickly indeed. You also get to work with an awesome atmosphere, because it's what you make of it. If your boss says, right, we're finishing early and going for a beer, you get a chance to do that. I wouldn't say start the morning with a beer, that's a different problem. But you also get the chance to create the business and the job that you truly want. Very few businesses understand this. The likes of Google and Microsoft and of some of those cool and trendy businesses that come up as the best ones to work with, they get it. What they do, even at the top corporate level, is they create an atmosphere where if you come to work in your shorts, in your sandals, your jeans, or cardigan, or whatever it is, but you deliver the great content that you're meant to do in an environment that's comfortable for you, they will get the best results as well. Most corporates won't give you that. Why? Because they don't know it. It's never been done like that before, so why should we start doing it now? Well, you should start doing it now. So choosing a smaller company might be better for you. Also, because it's a small company, the odds are it's not going to have made its millions yet. So you will learn firsthand how to make every single penny count. You'll learn to be frugal. You'll learn to make everything stretch a long way. And also, when it comes to photocopying, you'll use both sides of the paper. If you photocopy like that at all, you'll learn different ways of saving money. And that can mean all the difference, especially over a long career of 40, 50 years. Those little things here and there will make all the difference towards when you start your own business. You might never have to make the same mistakes that other people have made. Everything becomes much more cost effective. And lastly, the 8th reason why you should really consider having a startup company over a corporate business, and this is not to knock corporate businesses, is really that you'll learn the very beginnings what it's like to own a business. It might not be yours, but you will own a part of it, whether as a partner or the fact that your job description means you'll see an instant result of everything you do. You'll learn what hard work results in. If you're working for a big company, you can work really hard, but if the person next to you doesn't work that hard, you become a hybrid of both efforts. goes. In a small company, you can see exactly how far it goes. And so, as an owner of a small company, you tend to get more out of your staff than you would do without huge incentives or spending. But you also become motivated. You know why you get out of bed in the morning, you know why you stay late, and you know why you go that extra mile. So I would say, in the current climate that we've got and the ability for a small company to look big online, it's worth your while, depending on what business you're in, considering working for a smaller startup company. Doesn't mean you've got to stay there forever. Doesn't mean you can't learn more when you go to the corporate business, but you don't necessarily have to be in it. You can work with these people to get the basic idea. Not bad. And also, when you're with a small company, you've got a better chance of turbocharging your own brand as well. And now in Turbocharger Brand TV, we're going to be looking at somebody who, I've got to admit, I'm not a huge fan of his music, but that doesn't have to be. I'm not his target audience, and you probably aren't either. I'll give you a clue, Mop Top, about 17, 18 years old, with hundreds of thousands of screaming fans all around the world. This guy has made $53 million within a 12-month period of time. He's also one of the highest-earning worldwide stars under the age of 30. His first album came out, and all seven tracks individually went into the Hot 100 Billboard charts as singles. His second album, when it came out, sold 210,000 copies in its first week. And his first film went straight to number one and broke box office records for a concert, a live concert on film. Who is he? Justin Bieber. Now, I know you might not be a huge fan of his music, but you can't argue that his video for Baby was also the most watched video on YouTube of all time, and possibly the most discussed.
The singer started off as an internet sensation and quickly became a major pop star. Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we're taking a look at the musical origins of Justin Bieber. Let me show you what you're missing. Paradise with me, you're winning, girl. You don't have to roll the dice. Justin Drew Bieber was born on March 1st, 1994, and raised in Stratford, Ontario. Showing his musical talent early on, he taught himself to play guitar, drums, piano, and trumpet. When he was 12 years old, Bieber won second place in a local singing competition. This prompted his mother to upload videos of him singing to YouTube. I'll be better when I'm older. I'll be the greatest fan of your life. These videos unexpectedly attracted millions of views as they grew in popularity. They also led to his eventual discovery by Scooter Braun, an ex-marketing executive at So-So Def Recordings. Bieber was flown to Atlanta, Georgia, where he met Braun's colleagues and sang for R&B singer-songwriter Usher.
You sing with me or what? You got it bad when your own phone hang up and you call right back.
He was ultimately signed to a joint venture called Raymond Braun Media Group and then to Island Records for a recording contract. His debut, My World, was released in 2009. The R&B-influenced pop record was positively reviewed and peaked at position number 5 on the U.S. Billboard 200. The singles One Time and One Less Lonely Girl both became top 20 hits in North America. There's gonna be one less lonely girl, one less lonely girl. That same year, Bieber made several television performances in support of My World. Most notably, he covered the Stevie Wonder song Someday at Christmas during the holiday special Christmas in Washington, with U.S. President Barack Obama in attendance. Someday at Christmas, bell will not fail. 2010 was Bieber's busiest year yet. January saw the release of Baby, the first single from the second part of his first album, My World 2.0. The mega hit went on to chart in the top 10 of many countries around the world. In addition, Bieber lent his vocals to two charity singles to benefit relief efforts during the aftermath of the Haitian earthquake. These were Waving Flag and We Are the World 25 for Haiti, both of which feature a supergroup of artists. When the world must come together as one, My World 2.0 dropped in March. The record debuted in the first position on the U.S. Billboard 200, making Bieber, at the age of 16, the youngest male solo act to hit the top since 1963. The pop, hip-hop, and R&B album was well-received by critics and scored a Grammy nomination. A second single, entitled Somebody to Love, and featuring Bieber's mentor Usher, became his fourth consecutive top 20 hit in the U.S. I just need somebody.